The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Worlds of Books will be meeting September 15th. ACB New York announces their 50th convention. It will be virtual. Freedom Scientific has information about Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind pre-employment training. There's an article on Forbes.com about the Sunu Band, which helps with social distancing. There's an off article from David Goldfield announcing an ACB list for office users. Top 10 Colleges and Universities for Persons with Disabilities, published by College Magazine. JAWS training for TVIs and AT instructors at Freedom Scientific. BigHack.org has the 5 most annoying web features. And if I have the chance, I will read information from Bonnie Blows about her books. And my Uncle Jack has a couple of nice articles about the causes behind mental confusion and the things we can learn from dogs. From ACB Newswire, Worlds of Books Discussion Group meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on September 15th to discuss The Giver of Stars, DB96907, by Jojo Moyes. The NLS annotation follows. The Giver of Stars, DB96907, Moyes, Jojo. Reading time, 13 hours, 54 minutes, read by Julia Whelan. Historical Fiction and Romance. 1937. Alice Van Cleve is still trying to adjust to married life and living in Kentucky after being raised in England. When offered the chance to join a group of women to deliver Eleanor Roosevelt's new traveling library, she jumps at it, but they face dangers. Unrated commercial audiobook, 2019. You can find this book on Bookshare at the following website, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/348837?? Return path equals capital L, 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, small j, A, capital D, 9, TB, number 2, capital R, number 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, 1, capital Y, MXP, capital Y, small y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, capital K, after the small k is capital P, capital V, capital R, O, capital Z, capital S, capital B, N, A, capital X, capital Z, capital I, C, I, capital B, V, capital Z, I, capital B, Z, D, capital G, capital F, Y, C, W. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. The Zoom meeting invitation for Worlds of Books is as follows. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/286200556. iPhone numbers 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986. The meeting ID is 286200556. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the telephone numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to past Worlds of Books program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe follows http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/18/all/feed. Special note, if you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tek-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email and just reply to it without writing anything, and you are on the list. Contact Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radiooutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta818@gmail.com. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. And Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry, 2 R's, Gassman, 2 S's, @roadrunner.com. And Ellen Lemley, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. ACB New York 2020 Convention Program Invitation. Greetings from ACB New York. We are writing to tell you good news. This year, we are celebrating 50 years of advocating and supporting New Yorkers who are blind with our first virtual convention. The dates are October 16 and 17, 2020. Go to www.acbny.info to register. Celebrating 50 years is a milestone event for us. With the assistance of ACB Radio staff, we are providing 2 days of live streaming at no cost. That's right, anyone can listen and participate in the program for free. All we ask is for attendees to register. The virtual program begins at 10 a.m. on Friday, October 16, and concludes on Saturday, October 17. Highlights include the NYSCB Town Hall, opening ceremonies, workshops, and messages provided by vendors and ACB leaders. We can't wait to host this event, and we have a few extra surprises to share during the 2-day event. The entire program will be streamed live thanks to ACB Radio staff. Listeners will be able to access the program by computer, a mobile device, or by the A-Lady and or virtual assistants. Once registered, attendees will be sent the Zoom webinar links to listen and or participate, depending on the workshop or presentation. The links and dial-in numbers and passwords will also be included and delivered to your inbox, and we ask that you do not share these links to prevent those pesky Zoom bombers from harassing us. Additionally, real-time captioning requests must be indicated on the registration form and sent in no later than October 1, 2020. After the convention is over, the recordings will be available for listening from our website. If you are not an ACBNY member and want to join, let us know on the form, and we will contact you. Individuals can still support ACBNY with a donation of any amount. We want to thank you in advance for registering and attending virtually and supporting ACBNY in these unprecedented times. Sincerely, Karen A. Blokovitz, President ACBNY. Ann Chapetta, ACBNY Convention Chair. Convention at acbny.info and www.acbny.info. Phone 914-393-6605. There is a long program of events and meetings, and if you want that, you can go to the website. Thank you. David Goldfield writes, I have created a mailing list for the discussion of Microsoft Office products for blind and visually impaired users. Feel free to use the list to ask any relevant questions, provide support or general tips, and tricks on using any Office product with assistive technologies, such as screen readers and screen magnification programs. To subscribe, send an email to office-accessibility+subscribe@groups.io. I'm aware that there are more blindness-related technology lists than you can shake a white cane at. However, I recently had a question about how to perform a task in Outlook, and I wanted to find the most relevant list to post it. As it wasn't specifically about Windows 10, I didn't feel that asking on the Windows 10 list was appropriate. It wasn't screen reader specific, and while there are several tech Q&A lists, I felt that we really needed a space to discuss issues specific to using Office. Feel free to subscribe if you feel the need for such a group. All the best, David Goldfield, Blindness Assistive Technology Specialist, JAWS Certified 2019, www.davidgoldfield.org. Some excerpts from the North Carolina Reading Service quarterly newsletter. Thank you in response to our gala appeal. Our annual New Visions Gala, scheduled for September 25, 2020, was canceled for the first time in 15 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead, this year, in place of the gala, we sent an appeal inviting everyone to stay home on the evening of September 25th and encourage you to read a good book or magazine. The gala was our major fundraiser of the year, and it comprised about 30% of our annual budget. NCRS would like to thank everyone who has kindly given to the gala appeal. It is never too late to make a tax-deductible contribution. Gifts of any amount are greatly appreciated. Please send us a photo of yourself reading a book or magazine on September 25th or post it to your Facebook or Instagram page and tag us. Greensboro News and Record and Winston-Salem Journal added to live noon broadcasts. We are excited to announce the addition of two new daily newspapers, Greensboro News and Record and Winston-Salem Journal, to our Monday through Friday live noon broadcasts. Although we originally planned to have a new 2 p.m. live broadcast for these newspapers, we made the decision to incorporate these newspapers in our existing noon broadcast to provide the most up-to-date information to listeners in these areas. From blog.freedomscientific.com, Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind Pre-Employment Training Program. The Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind has an amazing pre-employment training program for young adults. The program runs from October to June, with the students meeting up for once-a-month workshops, and ends with a 3-week intensive workshop in July. This year's program consisted of 7 students completing these workshops and internships. The students ranged in age from 14 to 21 years old and are either blind or low vision. Normally, the workshop would be held at the Catholic University in D.C., where the students would live in dorms and practice college living. The current situation around COVID-19 meant that this year, the program was held virtually for the quarantine students. Being virtual meant that Bethany Martin, manager of Youth and Education Services, had to come up with a completely new way to teach this workshop. In the virtual setting, I was able to give students independence in their homes in real time, building confidence in their most comfortable environment. I was also able to connect the students with resources outside of their communities. They connected with a job site and a virtual internship and met role models of adults who are blind and visually impaired. The program allowed me to grow as a teacher and be creative in planning lessons that would be impactful for student success. The students and I worked together to achieve a memorable, fun, and positive virtual experience. All of the students were issued a computer, headset, and the free COVID-19 home license of Fusion software from Freedom Scientific. The 3-week intensive workshop ran Monday through Friday. Each day started with a morning meeting, and then the students were off virtually to their internships. The internships ran from Monday through Thursday and were with a variety of organizations, from the Washington Metro Transit Authority, where a student worked with the Accessibility Task Force, to an IT consulting firm, a local nonprofit organization working to end poverty in the Maryland, D.C. area, and a D.C. youth leadership program with the Office of the Mayor of D.C. In the afternoon, the students attended online workshops via Zoom for a variety of themed topics, such as Motivation Monday, with a personal trainer to discuss healthy eating and exercise, Time to Adult Tuesday, focused on money management and finances. Mobility was on the schedule for Where Am I Wednesday, and Thursday centered around assistive technology. The students were able to talk to other blind or low vision adults who are out in the workforce and able to share their experiences. Friday was set aside for feeling independent, where students were sent care packages by CLB, which included everything they would need for virtual cooking class. Danielle, one of the light students, stated, "I liked the program because I could collaborate with other people in quarantine. I gained experience working online, and talking to the other participants was great. I enjoyed learning how to cook, making and eating something together. I also enjoyed the workshops each afternoon, like health and nutrition. I also received a laptop from CLB with Zoom Text and JAWS. Overall, it's a very interesting, busy program. I have never done anything like this, and hopefully we can do more together. I have more confidence." At the end of the program, the 7 students participated in a closing ceremony. 6 of these students were either already in college or just starting, and the 7th is finishing her senior year of high school. By adapting to a virtual teaching environment and providing students with the necessary tools to learn, this program continues to ensure that each participating student has a sure shot at success. From CollegeMagazine.com, Top 10 Universities for Students with Disabilities 2020. The majority of college students don't worry about how they navigate campus, if the professor is lenient with attendance, or if the university will deny accommodation. Students with disabilities face additional challenges when transitioning to college. Students with disabilities face challenges like those when why is that repeated? According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, students with a disability are less likely to pursue a bachelor's degree. One reason for this, most colleges interpret the legal term reasonable accommodations as a patch fix. Reasonable accommodations is the legal jargon for what institutions have to do to have access, says Dr. Amanda Krause, director of the University of Arizona's Disability Resource Center. So if somebody solely based on their disability is not able to live in dorms, attend class, participate in events, etc., they are qualified to enact the law to protect their discrimination. Accommodations don't include cultural centers, adaptive athletics, or scholarships. This means universities and colleges often accommodate for one student instead of creating an inclusive environment for every student through physical, academic, financial, and career inclusivity. Check out these 10 colleges that truly support students with disabilities. Number 10, Arizona State University. Strapped for cash, but you don't want money to hold you back? ASU offers over 8 different scholarships specifically for students with disabilities. One of those, the Bottarleone Scholarship, named after the medical malpractice and personal injury lawyers of Bottarleone PLLC, offers $2,500 for incoming first-year students to help ease the transition into college. These scholarships help alleviate the expense and allow you to pursue your dreams. Academic-wise, Arizona State provides lab accommodations, note-taking services, interpreters, and adaptive technologies on loan. Each student also receives a disability access consultant who assesses their situation, provides advice, and advocates to the university for accommodations. Families and students are sometimes surprised that their disability access consultant will be a point of contact and support, someone who can advocate for the student and teach those very important skills so the student can advocate for themselves. The comfort of knowing the student has this connection, someone who they can talk with about their disability and the impact, is reassuring for families and students alike, said Disability Access Consultant Teddy Moya. You won't need to fight alone for your comfort, access, and college life at ASU. Number 9, Missouri State University. Missouri State continually reflects on their accessibility services for students with disabilities. They devised a diversity and inclusion plan to better represent and accommodate people of all backgrounds, including disability. One of the key strategic points of their plan is to study the inclusive environment of the college and create a climate study that identifies key issues to improve the campus and programs. As for the faculty, they can access tips and simulations to better accommodate students with disabilities. This ranges from Blackboard Ally to FCTL instructional designers that develop instructional strategies and technological solutions. These services evaluate the accessibility of the course material, convert the material into accessible versions, and provide guidance on the best approaches to create a completely adaptive course. Missouri State also has multiple online on-campus opportunities, such as Braille Bears, National Developmental Disability Awareness Month, and the President's Council on Disability that continue to advocate for students with disabilities. The President's Council on Disability, formed by several university departments, focuses on identifying, advising, monitoring, and improving the university's infrastructure, policies, academic services, technology, and information for their students with disabilities. Get involved and help MSU continue to expand their plan to the future. Number 8, Duke University. Yay! Do you have dreams of attending games with no problems? Duke wants to make sure all of their students can access any part of campus, including events. They provide maps of buildings, paths safe to travel, and multiple modes of transportation, one of which includes their paratransit service, in which Duke wheelchair-accessible buses or vans transport you around campus. You'll feel like royalty as you ride to class. Their website offers instructions for planning accessible events. It includes audiovisual materials, guidelines for the speaker, listening systems, obtaining interpreters, and directions on how to assess a location for accessible routes. Besides day-to-day mobility, Duke wants their students with disabilities to be able to support their athletic teams. Their athletic department created a list of parking and seating information for each team. Lose the hassle and find the best seats in the house while cheering on your fellow Blue Devils. Need a four-legged friend by your side? No worries, as Duke also welcomes service and emotional support animals. You'll feel ready to take on college with your companion. Number 7, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The University of Illinois covers all aspects of accessible student life. Feel like Troy Bolton when you try out for wheelchair basketball and play at the National Intercollegiate Wheelchair Basketball Tournament. If you prefer running, the Illinois Athletic Department offers a track for students with wheelchairs as well. Delta Sigma Omicron, a rehabilitation service fraternity, has fought for equal opportunity for students with disabilities since 1949 on Illinois' campus. It co-sponsored the first national wheelchair basketball tournament in the spring of 1949. Join their ranks and experience Greek life while advocating for your rights. Besides their inclusive student life, the University of Illinois is one of few colleges who offers career services specifically for students with disabilities. They offer workshops, coaching, networking, and partner with corporations to promote disability hiring. Last fall, the Career Service Center held 8 networking events with companies such as Facebook, Microsoft, Capital One, Power Construction, Birchwood Foods, and MOB. Look to climb the corporate ladder or pursue your career path through the guidance of the University of Illinois. Number 6, Ball State University. Students worry about their transition into college whether they have a disability or not. Ball State wants to give their freshmen as easy a transition as possible, so they created a faculty mentorship program. Working one-on-one with faculty allows students to receive personalized assistance and a better understanding of academic challenges. You'll feel more prepared for exam week than most freshmen will. Their website customizes specific subsections for disparate disabilities, meaning a student with a learning disability won't need to open a billion tabs to find the right one. Ball State also looks to the future of its students with the Employee Assistance Program. It offers free confidential counseling sessions, self-help tools, online articles, and other resources. Graduation is what I look most forward to each year for my students. Many students with disabilities are encouraged not to go to college, that high school is enough, so when they graduate from college and go out into the world, it makes me proud to know them and know they proved those naysayers wrong, said Dr. Courtney Jarrett, director of Ball State Disability Services. From the director to the professors, you will feel supported in your college experience at Ball State. Number 5, Ohio State University. Looking to join lots of student orgs? Ohio State produced a comprehensive list of orgs that advocate for and assist students with disabilities. Some of the student organizations offered include Abilities, an alliance of students with and without disabilities, Active Minds, and the Accessible Prosthetic Initiative. The Accessible Prosthetic Initiative seeks to increase accessibility to open source prosthetic devices in underserved communities through education, networking, and device distribution. Lend your engineering skills or your personal experience to help those in need of prosthetics. Graduate students can feel included as well through the Disability Studies Graduate Student Association. The association holds networking events so students can better understand and open new possibilities for disabilities studies. Once the organization fair starts, you'll feel like a celebrity when you sign up for the email listservs. Buckeye Careers tailors students with disabilities as well. Speak to a college to career counselor to or work with Right Choice, WRIGHT, a nonprofit that teaches job skills and locates internship opportunities to get ready for your dream job. You'll never have a dull moment at Ohio State. Number 4, Harvard University. There's no question about Harvard academics, but have you considered their accommodations? One of the most unique attributes to their disability services is the Local Student Disability Coordinator, LDC. These student coordinators specifically help students with disabilities of any academic level with their housing. LDCs aren't the only student-run support organization. Some student organizations include Student Mental Health Liaisons, Raising Autism Awareness, HURAA, Eating Concerns Hotline and Outreach, PBHA's Deaf Awareness Club, and Under the Surface Mental Health Magazine. The Deaf Awareness Club holds weekly ASL social events for members to practice signing and attend community events around Boston to form relationships through volunteering. Under the Surface magazine allows students to share their experiences with mental health, advocate for mental health, and spread awareness to the Harvard community and beyond. Check out their latest edition on the hot link. Live your Elle Woods fantasy and thrive at Harvard. Number 3, Cornell University. Yay! If you want a career-minded university, then apply to Cornell. They provide an extensive support system for students with disabilities to find internships or jobs. The American Association for the Advancement of Sciences project on science, technology, and disability helps STEM undergrad and graduate students find paid internships where they can contribute to research teams or engineering projects. If you want to try out a position in the federal government, the Workforce Recruitment Program aids students with disabilities and recent grads to obtain summer internships or employment. Cornell's New York Business Leadership Network hires students with disabilities interested in interning or working for top businesses such as JPMorgan Chase, BMO, Barclays, ACO, a Goldman Sachs company, Turner Construction, National Grid, and more. For the leaders, Cornell offers an amazing experience through Disability In, Next Gen Leaders, in which students work one-on-one with a mentor to go to the Disability In annual conference. At the conference, students have the opportunity to network and interview with companies like Boeing, Facebook, JPMorgan Chase, and Microsoft. You won't need to worry about finding job opportunities at Cornell. The last two are UC Berkeley and the University of Arizona, but I've run out of time. Be sure to listen next time to the next episode of Vision News. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.